I want to go a little bit. We're going to go a little off of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And we're going to, I just want to discuss another idea on this Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah says, Sheschar mitzvah, mitzvah schar aver aver, shemitzvah gereris, mitzvah aver gereris aver. So I heard from Rosh Yeshiva, Meir Stern, he used to say over every elul, the following idea, and it's very important, okay? We imagine that tshuva, is all about the past. Tshuva is the mechanism that we have in order to fix our past, and we can get kapara and get forgiveness for the past. But in reality, Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Mishnah here that really tshuva is about the future. It's not just about the past. And the pshat is like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Shischar mitzvah means, okay, that the reward for doing a mitzvah is another mitzvah, and the reward for doing an avera is another avera, which means that a certain it can come a point in a person's growth or a person's problems is that they reach a point of averos that they can no longer change. They don't. We spoke about this about an addict. I was saying, right? That it comes a point where you can no longer change yourself because you're so stuck in your ways. I said over the vart with the hay and the yud, with the hay, going out the bottom. Okay. The idea is that a person cannot necessarily just say, okay, I'm changing the future, but I need tshuva for the past. Without going through the tshuva process, very often we can't even change the future. Now, let me explain to you. So let's say a person has a problem. Their problem is that they wake up late. So now, what are they going to do to fix it? You know what? I'm going to Amazon this second, and I'm buying myself 2 alarm clocks. Forget it. I'm not just relying on one anymore. I'm going to do 2. So that's not your problem is not the alarm clock. Your problem is you, right? Getting a second alarm clock is not solving the problem. Okay? You know, I'm going to decide I'm waking up early from now on. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because without going through a tshuva process, you can't even change the next day tomorrow. And this is a very important thing to realize. Okay? We think we're in full control, and there's a chiddush of tshuva, we can wipe our slate clean. The tshuva is not about the slate. The tshuva is about change. We can't even change tomorrow most of the time without tshuva, because we're so sunk in our ways that without tshuva, it would be very difficult to go back in. Right? It's like the road is blocked. Okay? So you drive up to the end of the road. Oh, it's blocked. I can't go this way. So you go in reverse. No. Then you drive forward again. You got to the same blocked street. What did that help? You have to go in reverse, go around, follow the detour around. The path in front of you, you've already blocked off with decades and years and of doing the same thing over and over again. You're so ingrained that activity in you that you can't necessarily just change it, right? Can't just necessarily change it. So the tshuva is there to help us change it. And Rashi used to say, this is the remez in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the world, Olam Hazeh, was created with the letter He. And the Gemara asks, why was Olam Hazeh created with the letter He? Because a lot of times a person with their averus can fall down out of the world. They could go off the derech, they could fall out from the bottom. So the Gemara says, okay, so let it be a ches. So the Gemara says, and what if he wants to change? No, he has to come back in. So the Gemara says, okay, so it should be a ches. The world could have been created with the letter ches, chet, right? So he says, no, because tshuva means you have to go around and come in through the top. You can't go back through the hole that you fell out of. That means if you've been struggling with something, then you have to figure out what is it that I'm struggling with and how do I attack it in an intelligent way. So let's say a person, their challenge is they wake up late. So So this year, my decision is going to be better than last year. Well, you've already done this all the time. You know, last year also said that. What's going to make it different?
That's the definition of insanity, is to, you know, to keep trying the same thing.
Keep trying the same thing, oh, that doesn't work. Exactly. Right. So the answer is tshuva. You say, well, tshuva is all process. I got to clean my slate. I'll get to tshuva, but I just want to fix my problem. No. If you're stuck in your way, you need tshuva to go. It means you have to have charat. You have to regret what you did. And you got to figure out, what is it about waking up late that gets me? Okay? Maybe the problem is you don't look forward to doing the things you got to do. Maybe that's why you wake up late. Maybe because davening, which is the first thing you do in the morning, is not that exciting to you. So you're not that motivated to get out of bed. So maybe your issue isn't the getting up late. Maybe your issue is you got to figure out why davening and getting on time to davening should be motivating, should be interesting for you. Right? You got to, or maybe there's another problem. But you, when in addiction, it's like that, right? The addict. Okay, I'm not gonna do anymore. Why do you think the relapse rate is like 90-something%? Because you say, I'm not going to do it anymore. You're addicted. Well, what do you mean not going to do it anymore? You didn't want to do it in the first place. So what works? It doesn't just work to decide I'm not going to do it anymore. What works is figuring out, why are you doing it? What was your problem? What was your issue? What was getting you there? Why were you so depressed and so down on yourself that you needed to come onto this substance? And then you fix the problem. That's tshuva. So tshuva requires requires thought. You have to analyze, what is it that I'm doing that's not correct? Why and what is motivating me about, and how can I motivate myself in a more intelligent way? Okay.
You have to outsmart the yetzer. It's very hard.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to be aware that you need to like come up with a strategy. If you just try to go about it like you said, I'm just gonna wake up.
This year, I'm making a better Kabbalah. It doesn't work.
It might work for the first 3 days, and then you're right. Done the rest of the day, the rest of the year.
Exactly.
Strategy.
That's why tshuva requires a strategy. Tshuva requires this thing. But that's what I'm saying. I think most people may not realize that. Most people may think that tshuva is all about the past, and it's not true. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yuna says, "Schar mitzvah, v'schar avera." That means that you sometimes a person is ingrained in their path. They're in their path already, and therefore the schar mitzvah is mitzvah. But schar avera is avera. You're just going to keep doing and doing the averas unless you change paths. So every action that we do, right, we gotta think about it. So, and I think that a lot of it boils down to emunah. Okay, because let's take for example, you get angry at your kids. So every time I'm yelling at my kid, every time I don't like it. They don't like it. Okay, I'm not gonna yell at my kids anymore. That's it. I'm not doing it. What's the problem? Why, what bothers you? You're not in control. You feel like you should be in control. There's something out there, why they do this. And if a person has to get to the bottom of the root of it, you know what? Things are not that important. Oh, another china plate here, another glass there. All right. Maybe the problem is not that I lost my temper. My problem is that I let these things bother me. If it bothers me, I'm going to yell. But if it wouldn't bother me to begin with as much, maybe I wouldn't express myself that way. So maybe I don't have to work on the anger. I have to work on it not bothering me to begin with. Okay, let's let those things go. Go. Hashem wanted it to be that way, right? So there's a certain way that, and that's Chazal say, there's a recipe. It's harata. You have to regret what you did. In other words, realize why it's not good. Aziva sachet means developing a plan, how you are going to improve in that area. And vidui means actually speaking out and saying what your problem was, because that strengthens the message in the person that it wasn't correct, the behavior. And then all sorts of other steps in the tshuva process. But Okay, but I think it's an important thing to realize that when a person is in avera mode, that's what the Mishnah says here. Schar avera, avera. A person's caught in it. Okay, Rabbi Yonah says the first Rabbi Yonah in the Sefer Shari Tshuva says that tshuva is one of the greatest gifts Hashem ever gave us because it allows us to alonus mipachas pishayim. Mipachas maseim, to get out of the trap that you've created for yourself through your actions. That's his language. So it's an interesting language. What do I mean, escape from my trap? You know what? Tshuva is good because it allows me to erase the past. The answer is no. Tshuva is not about erasing the past. People are trapped in their averos. People are trapped in the way they view life, in the way that they do things. And the only way out is tshuva. Without tshuva, we basically would be stuck in that way forever. You know, and to the point that, the like I said from the Vilna Gaon, the whole purpose of life is to change ourselves and to change our midos. So in addition to being, you know, to understanding that tshuva is a gift to change the past, but we also have to realize how much of a gift tshuva is about the future as well, that it gives us the opportunity to change and to adapt to the future.
It was more about the future than the past, you think?
Yeah, because the past is one thing, you know, but the past, what we're worried about is how the past dictates the future. Right? And we're trying to do in tshuva, our change. We want to change, you know. Now, there's a chesed in tshuva also, obviously, about the past, like the Mesillas Yesharim says. Now, without tshuva, a person, how would it be possible to erase what you've done? I'm not denying that there's a big chesed in tshuva, you know, about the past. But the ultimate chesed of tshuva is that it gives us a potential to change for the future. Okay?
Hashem will take care of the past, but we have to work in the future. On the future.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the charata on the past is in order to pave the way that now I have the tool to change. Without the tshuva, you can't really even change necessarily. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah in this particular Mishnah.
But you definitely need to have a strategy. It's without a really like well thought, almost write it down. You have to like write it down and like practice it. If not,
I was blown away. A guy came over to me today. He said, "I have 8 things that I need to work on for next year, but I know that if I just say I'm going to do them, it's not going to work. And I need to figure out, like we said, like what's the bottom line? What's the problem, you know, behind all these? And can you help me work on it?" I was like blown away. Like this guy's like, you know, but you need that. You need a plan. You need a strategy. We can't take it all down at once, obviously, but we do need to think about things that, you know, what are my problems? And what's going to be my strategy, you know, but it requires thought. It can't just be like, you know, what's really the problem? You know? All right. We should be matzliach.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi. See you tomorrow.
Yes. Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you, Rabbi. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.